Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to a podcast where we talk about the news and end of the week. Open them if you got them. That's a little drink. Oh, that is horrible. No sugar added, naturally sweet kombucha, raspberry and lemon. I've turned middle class, haven't I? So anyway, we do a podcast, and I don't drink anymore, so I've got to do something. It's got to be kombucha or kefir or those other weird things that are apparently good for you. I feel like that drink has changed my voice. Do I sound different now? Is that what happens? A few more of those, and I'm like, oh yeah, I had a great time at Gales, or wherever posh people go. So we did a podcast, we flicked through the newspapers, we talked some rubbish, edited it down. I know, this is edited. It's weird, isn't it? And it came out sounding like this. I like to do a little menu of what's coming up on the show for you. Just to tease, just to whet your appetite. By the end of this little bit, your appetite for a two-hour-long radio show will be whet as whatever is whet. I don't know, really, just appetite. It's the only thing that's ever really whetted, isn't it? Liz Truss is in the news, so we won't talk about her. Burger King's in the news, we will talk about that. Space, maybe. I think the David Copperfield thing we might have to leave for the podcast-only bit because don't want to get sued. Or sawn in half, which if you upset the wrong guy in this story. Nuclear war's back in the news, and French drivers, they're driving the wrong side for a start, so it's not going to go well for them, is it? I like this story. There's a couple in the news that named their newborn after the pub where they had their first date. Uh-oh. The child's called Oscar because Amy and Daniel Swanston had a coffee at Oscar's Inn in Newark. That was close, because that could have gone really badly, like it did for that for Oscar's siblings, Yates's, Weatherspoon's, and the twins, Dog and Duck. So it just goes to show, watch out. The French are in the news. France is calling for its blokes to drive like women to cut the number of accidents. Safety campaigners are using the slogan "Conduisez comme une femme." In a bid to get men to slow down. I don't know, you say that in the wrong accent. It's not going to make me slow down. In the wrong accent, rather. It's not going to make me slow down. They also say the stereotype of women being inferior drivers is outdated and wrong. We've known this. Here's another thing that's outdated. For decades, people say, well, actually, women are better drivers. They're safer drivers. Like, that's an old trope now. I don't even know if it's true. It's just the thing that sticks around. But kind of feels like if they're telling blokes to drive like women, oh, they've invited the harsh, misogynistic jokes, haven't they? So next time you go to France, you'll see people driving very, very safely for long hours because they can't ever park anywhere. No, because yesterday, day before, we covered the news story about the woman who was caught at 70 miles an hour on a British road doing her makeup as she was driving. So if you're telling me to drive like a lady, I'm going to have to put makeup on. And I kind of think I'm going to look stupid when I pull up wherever I've got to. So you wouldn't give me bad advice, would you? You think I look good in makeup? All right, we'll see. But there's a beautiful mental image no one needed. Look, when it comes to talking about the news, I know what I'm talking about. I'm good at this. I've been doing it for years and years. So I think I can get three news stories linked together from today's. I'm trying to think. And we need this one. We need this one. There's one more. There it is. I think I can get three news stories linked together. Let's see. Here's one. Brits are suffering from holiday choice paralysis. Nearly half feel swamped by the sheer volume of different recommendations and different options. It's hard to go on holiday because there's so many options. Then why not go to the southwest of England? Why is that, Steve? Families are being urged to boil tap water after people fell ill with crippling diarrhoea. Small traces of a parasite which can cause tummy trouble have been found in water down there. Why would that make you want to go on holiday? Because it's just the same as going abroad, isn't it? But it's cheaper. You'll be going to a place that has nice weather, thanks to climate change, and thanks to whatever's in the water, you have to boil it. You can't drink the local water. It's like being on proper holiday. How do we link that to the third story? Millions of litres of stinking raw sewage have been pumped into England's biggest lake. Seems the water companies might somehow be linked to this story. Who'd have thought? A £113,000 tunnel, has been laid under a road to help adders meet up and mate. So this is in Berkshire, so not like a million miles away, just the other side of the M25. Two colonies of the snake live either side of a road in Crookham Common in Berkshire. So, to avoid road deaths, they've made a 70-foot long tunnel. It's been built so the reptiles can go under there and have a little bit of, you know, I would say get the leg over, but they're reptiles. They're snakes. They don't have legs. That's not what they're doing, but you know what they're doing. And the reason I'm upset by this news story, when I used to live in Gravesend and briefly had a very enjoyable fling with a lady in Dagenham, I had to use the Dartford Tunnel. And no one was paying for a tunnel for me to go and be amorous with it. In fact, I had to pay them the toll, which, if anything, made it feel better, more exciting. Who am I kidding? There's an expert who's looked at the side effects. It says here, the effects of a nuclear war. I mean, I guess they're not good. Thanks for looking into those, but I guess they're, you know, it's not like taking vitamins. The effects of nuclear war, so this guy says that there's only two countries where you could survive a global atomic conflict. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's a lady. Annie Jacobson says that 5 billion people would be wiped out by a nuclear war. The only nations able to survive would be New Zealand and Australia. No, because, look, I realise I'm not going to survive. I don't think I'd survive, you know. I wouldn't survive much. But I worry that if aliens are listening, come and meet us now. Because if you don't, if there's a nuclear war and then the whole planet has to be repopulated by Australians, you're going to have a very intense meetup by the time you turn up and meet these humans. What are humans like? Struth, mate. Oh. They're going to make you watch all of the previous episodes of Neighbours. I'm just saying. Burger King's in the news. Burger King is looking for the best face pulled when people like its food, with a year's worth of Whoppers up for grabs. It's called Food Filment. This is obviously just like some promotional campaign thing, but you pull a face, you eat a Whopper, and you pull... Hey, steady! And then you pull a face, and... Well, none of these faces are going to be realistic, are they? They're all going to be young, attractive people, being all quirky. No, Burger King. Come and get someone like me. Someone who definitely has spent more money in your chain than the young people have. I can pull a face that has a mixture of emotions when I've just eaten a massive burger. Something that's akin between satisfaction, shame, and self-loathing. And if you could do the same, you could be winning the same. I'm going to work on it. I say work on it. I've been practicing it for years. Podcast done. The only stories we didn't cover. Kwasi Kwarteng has slammed former boss Liz Truss for her bizarre deep state conspiracy theories. You reckon she's doing it to flog a book? Of course she is. Look, if the guy who you were best friends with totally agreed about the policy and then all of a sudden you think everyone's against you, then I think you're just coming up with this paranoid conspiracy theory thing to sell books. Or everyone is against you because even your friend who developed the theories of the budget, the mini budget with you, even he's turned on you. Oh, they're out to get you, Liz. They're coming for you, Liz. Barbara. A former carer and is a Miss Great Britain finalist at 62. Deborah Robbins-Giles, which more sounds like how she manages to top up her carer's allowance, spent 14 years looking after her elderly relatives, but now she's, works for me, works for me. She'll have a great year. Next year, OnlyFans. But at that age, maybe more OnlyFlans. Do you know what I mean? Just stick to the caring. Top magician David Copperfield has been accused of sexual misconduct. I mean, we can't legally say too much of that. Also, it must be serious. The newspapers haven't done like a David Copperfield thing. I think the only thing to say about that is, when it goes to trial, don't let him click his fingers. No, it's not worth the risk, is it? No, he didn't do anything wrong. Damn it. And something about astronomers. Do you know what? That space. We'll leave it for another show. You can tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen if you'd like to say hi. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.